Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me tell you, I thought those guys would maybe win 6-7 games, but they did something that amazed the world. What they were able to do this year, both offensively, defensively, and with their special teams, few and far between. Magic Johnson coming in, changing the organization, finding a way to piece this thing together, and they did it. They figured it out. They put the little details into the organization, and they were able to find success in ways that no one ever expected.
You've seen it organizationally firsthand when you go get a number one pick quarterback and you send into the playoffs with Alex in San Francisco. But how much of this should we say is they got the quarterback right, and that's kind of the whole game, as opposed to it's new ownership, as you mentioned, new GM, new head coach. It's kind of a new everything.
Yeah, it's new everything, and that's what you need. It's not a bad thing that you change the way the structure is working. The foundation is everything. So if your foundation is bad, everything's going to be bad. But what they did, they were able to make a change. Now they have a new foundation, and based on the foundation that they have, they continue to grow it and evolve. As long as they keep all of the specifics there, everything that they implemented, as long as they keep it there, it's going to be great. So I'm excited to see what this year coming is like for them. I know it's going to continue to get better and better. I remember when we were in San Francisco. That first year having Jim Harbaugh, we made it to the NFC Championship. We didn't execute, but we were able to go back that next year and make it to the Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying? So we had a four-year run that was impeccable.
Vernon Davis, former then Redskin, a couple name changes ago. Washington football team, Commanders, they say they're going to stick with the Commanders. You were back, though, this year at a game and celebrated by the organization. What did you think of the fan base kind of being a sleeping giant when you played? And what do you make of the party that everyone was having this year as they kind of came back to the table after Dan left?
I was a part of the organization, and I saw the organization at its lowest. It may have been lower than that, but I don't know. I just know what I saw, and just being a hometown fan, I was able to see the years that they had. But what I've been able to witness this year is, like I said, remarkable. I'm excited about their journey, their future, and everything that they're going to continue to do to build a winning organization.
You're still living in the D.C. area, so I'd imagine you saw the fan base come back to life this year. It was neat to see from the inside here, interacting with listeners all the time.
Yeah, it was awesome to see. I was on the other side, man, the side that I wouldn't normally see. I went to bars, sports bars, like Big Tony's back in where you saw me, in Arlington, Virginia, Clarendon. And I was able to stand around an audience, a fan base, and watch them just root, yell, scream, and just enjoy themselves in a great way. And being a part of that energy and that atmosphere, you could tell that they really wanted it and they were behind the organization and the team. It was awesome. It was amazing.
Vernon Davis, part of what has been an ushering in of an era of super athletic weapons at tight end over the last several years at a 900-yard season. I was talking to Kyle Rudolph yesterday, and he said that he thinks Kelce's now made a case for himself, maybe, as the greatest tight end ever, maybe even over Antonio Gonzalez. I'm curious what you think about just what Kelce's done for the position and what makes him special, and is he in that combo now?
Yeah, I think Kelce is in the conversation of being one of the greatest tight ends that ever played a game. He is, definitely. Without a doubt. No argument. What he's been able to do, his numbers, you look at how consistent he's been over the years, how many championships he's won. So you can definitely put him in that bracket.
What's he do so well, do you think? as a tight end watching him?
His ability to, he's tough. He can, if you need him to block, he'll get in there, get dirty. But the thing that separates him is his craftiness. He's very subtle when it comes to finding that window so that the ball can get in there. He can catch, he'll catch it, he'll turn upfield. Like, as a tight end, you want to, there's a lot of little things that you need to know to make you as effective as you need to, most effective, right? And that's when you catch the ball, you put your feet in the ground, go A to B, turn up, feel, right? Maybe finding that soft spot so that the quarterback can deliver the ball. Understanding defenses. His IQ for the game it separates him. So all those little things that he's able to put together and be an effective tight end, he's doing it.
Vernon Davis is with us on Grant and Danny. I'm asking you this for a reason, but I want to know what your favorite route was to run. When I think of you, I think of those like wheel routes with Jay and Kirk, where you would kind of go to the sideline and then
turn
up the field.
Yeah.
You hit so many of those for like 20. Kirk would drop it in the bucket. It was like the play for that offense for a little while. But what did you like when they called it? You're like, okay, I got this.
One thing they did, they utilized my speed. I've always had speed. And usually the teams that I would play on, San Francisco, Denver, Commanders, they always tapped into that and gave me an opportunity to use what I could use in the best way, which is my speed. So that was fun. That was fun. That was probably one of my favorite plays.
Post-career, what are you up to? I know you've done some acting. You could be on any network you want. Like, what have you enjoyed doing? What are your passions right now?
Well, I really enjoy doing these activations with Smirnoff. Today, we're here because we're doing the longest tailgate. We do game days right. Smirnoff, 60-foot truck bed, Flow Riders performing. It's going to be amazing. I'm excited about it. I've never seen anything like it. But with them, you always got to be on top of your on your toes, because you never know what you're going to get. And that's why I love working with this group. And a few months back, we did something with Complex. And you can find more about it at SmirnoffDrops.com. But we were able to go through my house and take a look at the items that I picked for them. They wanted me to pick the items that I didn't want to give away, some of my most prized possessions, and give them away to fans. And I came up with a collection of cool items. And we filmed it with Complex. It was kind of like, think of it as a cribs. And you're going through your house and you're taking a look at these items and explaining what they are. It's pretty awesome.
What's your go-to tailgate food? Or like if you're at the bar watching a game, what do you like eating? Because you stay in great shape.
Dude, if you give me some tortilla chips with some melted cheese, tomatoes, onions, oh my good. Oh man, so good.
If that salsa?
Oh, that salsa. Then you get up and start doing the salsa with the salsa. Oh, man.
Great seeing you, Vernon.
You too. Good to see you as well.